This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. On Monday, United States commodity groups and exporter companies hosted several Chinese companies for a purchase agreement and contract signing ceremony in downtown Des Moines. Up next, we will hear from Jim Sutter, CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
Why are more people heating their homes with FS propane? Because it's better to work with a company that lives and works in the same community that you do. When it comes to the comfort of your family, trust FS. We have highly trained service professionals who monitor your system for proper operation, safety, and maximum efficiency, so you can be sure that FS propane will leave your family with a good, warm feeling all season long. Contact your local FS propane specialist today. FS propane feels like home. Visit fspropane.com for more information.
On Monday, the China-U.S. Sustainable Agricultural Trade Forum and Contract Signing Ceremony, which was co-organized by U.S. Soybean Export Council and other commodity groups, was held in downtown Des Moines. Several Chinese agricultural companies and U.S. commodity exporter companies signed 11 purchasing agreements and contracts during the ceremony.
We have not had a gathering like this, a signing ceremony, for several years. It's been quite a while since we have done it. 6 years, I believe. So we're thrilled to be doing it again, and it's just great to be together, especially on the front end of the Borlaug Dialogue, this World Food Prize, because it's a time to celebrate and advance sustainable food and nutrition, and trade plays such a critical role in making that happen for people around the world.
That was CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council, Jim Sutter. Also in attendance at the signing event was former Iowa Governor and U.S. Ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, who says Iowa has worked hard to build trade relationships.
Iowa is the second largest agriculture exporter of all the American states. This is because we have built global relationships coupled with sensible tax and trade environment.
Ambassador Xia Feng, Embassy of the People's Republic of China in the United States, also spoke on Monday about the relationships forged between Iowa and China.
The open-minded, warm-hearted, and hard-working people of Iowa continue to be the epitome of America. To me, again, you are America. You are true America.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.